Ah, the things you might question there's high demand for. Well, more than 400 people have already made reservations to take a dip in a tank full of sharks. Cue the theme music from the movie Jaws, shall we? But not to worry, says instructor Heidi Wilken during a preview of the eye-to-eye shark dive program.
We've never had any incidents of aggression from our sharks. We've done thousands of dives in this exhibit, so I would say you're very safe.
So when were the sharks fed last?
They are fed twice a week. They're fed on Tuesdays and Saturdays. And, you know, we're not prey items for them. So most cases when there are shark baits, it's a case of mistaken identity.
And with that, the dive staff helps me get into a dry suit, and we go behind the scenes of the South Pacific Reef exhibit. The spacious saltwater tank holds 17 sharks of 6 different species, plus assorted smaller fish.
Walk down that ladder nice and slow, one step at a time.
A swim ladder leads into the submerged dive cage. There's space for up to 4 guests. Cage divers breathe air from the surface through long tubes.
Put that in your mouth, put your face in the water, take a couple of breaths.
The water's warm. Sharks cruise slowly by, some as close as 2 arm lengths away. Before diving, Wilken told me to keep my arms inside the bars. No petting the sharks, not that I'm inclined to. After my breathing settles, the guide opens the underwater cage doors wide open to improve the view. A sand tiger shark with a toothy grin glides by, focusing a beady eye on us. The biggest shark in the tank makes repeated passes, a 9-foot, 450-pound lemon shark. Less intimidating companions include a bunch of nurse sharks and a black-tipped reef shark.
No, I'm not sure if you can see it, but our sand tiger shark is coming very slowly towards us.
Regular aquarium visitors can watch all these goings-on through underwater viewing windows. The dive ends after 20 minutes of unmolested observation. John Houck is deputy director of the Point Defiance Soon Aquarium. He hopes shark dives generate buzz and eventually turn a profit for the aquarium, but he also says a primary goal for doing this is to build awareness of conservation and the over-harvesting of sharks.
Many people think that sharks are threatening, obviously. But we believe that it is the sharks that are threatened by us in our practices of harvesting in the oceans.
A few aquariums on the East Coast have offered shark dives for a while. The Point Defiance Aquarium is the first in the Northwest to do it. A cage dive costs non-members $65. No experience necessary. If you are a certified scuba diver, you can swim out among the sharks with a guide for $175. I'm Tom Bonsi in Tacoma.